From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe here. July 29th, health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Good Mood Food, lemony ricotta, zucchini toast with garlicky beans. So I've been seeing a lot of zucchini recipes lately, and this one caught my eye. It's a pretty simple dish. Just zucchini that's lightly sautéed until it's soft and slightly sweet. Then it's layered on top of toast with a lemony ricotta spread. To add some extra protein, garlicky beans are cooked with herbs and crushed red pepper and added on top. The combination of the creamy ricotta, the sweet zucchini, and the savoury beans sounds really tasty. I think this would be a great summer meal. It's light and easy to make. The recipe serves two people, so it's perfect for a quick lunch or dinner. I like that this recipe uses ingredients that are readily available and not too expensive. Zucchini is in season right now, so it's a good time to try out this recipe. Overall, it seems like a delicious and easy meal option. Next, second, from Rachel Hall Dawson, 9 zucchini recipes to make when your garden just won't quit. I'm thinking about the 9 ways you can actually use up a zucchini overload, and most of them lean on cheese or a quick sauce. First, the stuffed flower bites use herby borsen. Then you dredge and fry. Simple. And they look like something from a restaurant. There are also 2 fry style ideas. Classic zucchini fries with panko, parmesan and sesame, plus a 3-ingredient curry aioli, and a version that adds a honey butter glaze and whipped feta labneh for a BBQ vibe. The remaining dishes range from a grilled skewer ribbon salad with chicken and pineapple, to a low-carb lasagna that pre-bakes the zucchini sheets, and a zucchini-based pasta tossed with caramelized sauce and meatballs. Up next, third, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. You didn't burn out overnight. You disappeared, Spichem. Burnout for neurocomplex adults rarely begins with chaos. It often begins with compression, a quiet, corrosive squeeze of living smaller than your actual scale. You said, "I'm fine," for the 4th time today. You agreed to a meeting you had 0 bandwidth for because saying no felt like more work than just showing up depleted. You had a full paragraph of insight sitting in your chest, and you gave them 1 flat sentence instead, because you watched their eyes glaze over last time, and some part of you decided it wasn't worth the cost. You noticed the tension in the room before anyone else did. And then, 4th, from Tell Me 3 Good Things. 28th July 2026. 3 good things. So I just read this really sweet post about focusing on the good things in life. The author had a couple of nice days with 2 nights of uninterrupted sleep, which is definitely something to appreciate. They also mentioned having air conditioning, which can be a total game changer, especially during hot weather. And they played 20 questions on the train, which sounds like a fun way to pass the time. The post was pretty short, but it was a nice reminder to reflect on the positive things that happen to us each day. Next. 5th, from Dan Harris. You're gonna be all right. No matter what, on facing anger, aging, and loss, with humour and grace. Sylvia Borstein. So I was listening to this conversation with Sylvia Borstein, who's a meditation teacher and author, and she's 90 years old. What really stood out to me was how she talked about the Buddha's teachings on impermanence, which is basically the idea that everything is always changing. For her, turning 90 made this concept feel really real, rather than just something she'd read about. She also shared this line that she repeats to herself when she's feeling angry or upset, which I thought was really helpful. It's basically a way of reminding herself to stay calm and not let negative emotions take over. We also talked about the idea that having people to support us is a big part of what makes life meaningful, and that even in tough times, there's often someone there to offer a hand. Sylvia also broke down the 4 Noble Truths, which are a key part of Buddhist teachings, into her own words. It was really interesting to hear her perspective on these ideas and how she's applied them to her own life. One thing that stuck with me was when she talked about visiting a grocery store and having an experience that taught her about where happiness really comes from. It was a small moment, but it had a big impact on her. What really struck me, though, was when she talked about what she says to people who are dying. It's not what you might expect, but it's actually really beautiful and comforting. She has this way of acknowledging the difficulty of the situation, while also offering hope and reassurance. It's not about avoiding the truth or sugarcoating things, but about being present and compassionate in a really tough moment. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.